So the latest attacks this morning in Normandy, I think, go to show that France is yet again the target of various forms of terrorism. It's unclear at this moment whether or not this was an attack inspired by the so-called Islamic State, Daesh. In any case, it goes to show, I think, that France is a real target for these attacks and a real lack of significant planning for François Hollande and his administration. François Hollande is already the least popular president of the Fifth Republic, hoping to be re-elected by the French people in 2017. That now looks increasingly unlikely, as he's overseen now five different terrorist attacks since he took office in 2012. That's five different attacks in the last 18 months. Really quite, I think, quite challenging for François Hollande and indeed for his interior minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, who's already coming under fire for having allegedly encouraged the police to delete CCTV images of the attack in Nice 2 weeks ago. So really quite a staggering event here in France today. I think it goes to show real political ramifications. This will yet again play into the hands of the Front National, the far-right Front National, and indeed Marine Le Pen, the leader of the Front National, who will hope to take power in 2017 in the French presidential elections. Really quite staggering events. Again, poor police coordination seems to have been at fault. A lack of coordination. But again, yet again, it seems to be a kind of lone wolf style attack. Very hard to plan for. Nevertheless, I think this goes to show that France's police are really under pressure. And there's a real need for greater kind of coordination looking ahead for the future. And looking ahead in particular 2017, this will be a very, very difficult period now for François Hollande as he seeks to try and be re-elected. He's already under fire for these other terrorist attacks and again for having sort of urging this very quick Brexit, urging Britain to leave the European Union quicker rather than later as a means of trying to get the best possible deal for France. So quite a difficult day for Hollande and for the Socialist Party. And indeed a very difficult day for France, and our thoughts must be with the victims of the attack, which seems to have been in some way religiously motivated.